Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, April 26th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Renita Harrison, Unite Here Local 23 member and a single mom with three teens, is a cook for government contractor Sodexo, who's been laid off due to the COVID-19 economic crisis. The Community Services Agency's Emergency Assistance Fund, Renata says, benefited me and my family by keeping my electricity on and helping me to juggle my other bills despite not having a job. It helped me to breathe. Renita is one of tens of thousands of workers needing assistance, said CSA Executive Director Sante Ducote. That's why we're so grateful to our affiliates and partners for their generous contributions. Contributions to CSA's Emergency Assistance Fund can be made online at communityservicesagency.org. In today's labor history, on this date in 1944, on the orders of President Roosevelt, the U.S. Army seized the Chicago headquarters of the unionized Montgomery Ward Department Store after management defied the National Labor Relations Board. Today's labor quote is by Bonnie Castillo, registered nurse and executive director of National Nurses United. Bonnie Castillo, who said last week, "We are tired of the excuses, the waiting, and the false hope. We need personal protective equipment now. All our lives are on the line." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, many families are being hit with increased financial burdens. For those struggling with their credit, the Union Plus Credit Counseling Program is still operating online and over the phone. Visit unionplus.org/creditcounseling to find out more.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
oh, the union.
Oh, yeah, the union,
oh, the union
will be.